You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so this is the kid here that is starting to make some waves already, man. Some are calling him the next Justin Bieber. Jen Hobby thinks this kid's better than Justin Bieber.
I love this kid. His name is Grayson Chance. He is like a 12-year-old sixth grader who was recorded at his school talent show. And then the video's up online. I think a listener called earlier this morning to say there was like 8 million hits on his video by last night. So Everybody's paying attention to him. And he's getting compared to Justin Bieber because that's how Justin started as well, with YouTube videos.
And he's going to be on Ellen DeGeneres already. This just happened over the last 48 hours. Mm-hmm. But YouTube and the internet has changed everything.
Right.
You know, there was a time where you had to do this whole dance of if you wanted a song played, you had to get a record label, then they had to pitch the radio station and get your song on the radio. Those days are over, man. Mm-hmm. If you are good and you are talented, somebody's going to find you online, right? And somebody found this kid, Grayson Chase. This is the song that we played for you yesterday. And this is him just doing his thing at his talent show. Years old, right? But maybe he's just like, he's got that one song that he just kicks ass at, right? So he doesn't have anything else. So I go online yesterday and find out, man, this kid can sing. What he does is he just sets up video in his living room and just starts doing his thing, and they're all great. Listener called up this morning and said that he's writing his own songs also.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Well, this is it. The two videos he has online, in addition to Paparazzi, are his own.
Good for him. Incredible.
Then there's this one. This one's called, maybe Stars? I thought Jen would get a whole bunch of heat yesterday when she said that this kid is better than Justin Bieber. But even like the 15-year-olds were tweeting and emailing and Facebooking us yesterday saying she's right, that people like Justin Bieber because he's so damn cute. But this kid is really talented.
Yeah, this is the real deal.
This might be the real deal. Right?
And supposedly he's going to be on Ellen today.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
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 All right, this next piece of audio, this is only going to work, I think, if you guys come over here and you look at the video as I'm playing it.
Now, you realize, before this happened, you know, there's some Elvis people who still think that Elvis is alive.
Totally.
So this is what I'm thinking, is that now the Michael Jackson people are thinking this.
Agreed, because you remember when Michael Jackson passed away, that sort of grainy video of Michael getting into an ambulance from a hospital? People were talking about that. Now the conspiracy theorists think that Michael Jackson showed up on Larry King after his death. And this is what he sounded like. And we have this video up online right now at Q100Atlanta.com. I'm just saying there's a 0.001% chance that this might be real. Come on.
Jackson friend attending the funeral. And Dave, yes, that's his name, Dave. He was David Rothenberg. He was set on fire in 1983, suffered, as you can see, terrible scars. Michael Jackson befriended him and paid for a lot of his surgeries. Dave is also attending the burial. Why Dave?
Well, to liberate myself from the confines of my father's criminality.
He caused the fire?
Can you guys hear? Yeah. There's like a little Michael Jackson-ish in there?
Caused all this. To free myself of his name and his legacy, I decided to become my own person through changing my name.
We'll find out how Michael helped you.
Like, he's been burned so badly that it looks as though it's like a makeup job in a movie.
Stories of people in need.
But not feeling it?
Be Michael Jackson, because there's pictures of them when they were friends, when Michael was still alive, and it's two different people hugging each other. How could he then be Michael Jackson?
Unless that really... the first picture.
You can do anything you want with Photoshop, Jen Hobby.
Or something.
And the voice is just like close enough, like a little.
Is the thought that he's just trying to send a signal out to his fans that he's still alive and he's showing up on Larry King?
You know how he could send that signal out to his fans? It's just by appearing somewhere and going, I'm not dead. It's one way to send a signal.
You know, that's not the way Michael Jackson would do
things.
Well,
the idea, I think, behind with Elvis and now Michael Jackson is that their fame was crippling them and suffocating them. So it's very, you know, very much like, well, if you fake your own death, then people are off your back. You know, paparazzi's off your back, people are off your back, and you get to try to live a normal life.
The pressure was too great, you couldn't handle it, so you checked out.
Mm-hmm.
It's I'm the same.
Like
zero,
Eddie and
zero.
The Cruiser, old school movie, Eddie and the Cruiser, same kind of, you know, that's the plot of that movie.
If you drop out, if you're disappearing, that you don't go on Larry King. Well, I guess, I mean, who's really watching Larry King anyways?
Old
so maybe that's the one you do show, do you?
His wife's sister.
Yeah.
Well, you do if you're Michael Jackson. Okay, and this last piece, this is going to be either really funny or really irritating. Everybody knows what World of Warcraft is, right?
Yes.
This online game.
It's like one of the first multiplayer online games, and because it's been around so long, it is like the biggest. So,
and people are hardcore about it. Like, it takes like different levels, and once you get into it, you get so sucked into it. Like, people have it's gotten serious. Like, they've committed suicide. Like, kids have committed suicide.
It's like a drug, right?
Yeah, when their World of Warcraft character dies, kids have like committed suicide orders.
Wow.
So that's how intense this game can be. So this shot, and we have the video up online right now, is obviously like two college kids. And one kid is sitting on the couch, and he's watching TV, and he's looking over his shoulder into the camera. And what he's done is he has changed his roommate's World of Warcraft's password. So you can't. So you can see this guy struggling to get online, and he can't, while the other kid is looking into the computer, and he's just laughing. Because this kid is having a meltdown. Oh, yeah, and there's a lot of F-words in here that have been beeped out, but if you have kids, you're probably going to be able to make out what's going on.
And something you want to listen for on this is Josh always misses one curse word. So this
are
is
we sure that all of them have been bleeped
so
out?
So, no, this is fun for you, but it's really fun for me. Hold, please.
We call this FCC roulette.
Yes, go ahead.
The Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What the f***?
Yeah,
the
oh.
I can't even log on to the.
What is it?
Alright, so I think my account got hacked from some.
Uh oh. Here he goes.
Blizzard! I did not enter my password, dude!
Wow.
Whoa. Intense.
Temper tantrum.
Much better video than it is audio, but you got to go on and check it out.
That is actually could have been
like
mistaken
a 3-year-old
for the audio
out.
Of when Bert's computer printer didn't work. And it said warming up for 40 straight minutes.
Yes.
We will put that up online, but we can. We will have to put a warning up there. Like, this contains a whole bunch of F word. Here is Chris. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert Show. By the way, long-time listener. Love the show.
Thank you.
So you know, about the whole Michael Jackson deal, there was an interview he did some time ago when he filmed, like, Smooth Criminal, and he had to go out on, he had to dress up in costume, and he went out around the town, and he said nobody knew who he was, and he loved that feeling. He said he loved the feeling when he could talk to people and no one knew who the heck he was. Mm-hmm. So, I believe it's possible that he might do it again.
Like, if his life has been so freakish that anything still is possible. I mean, this would be the only thing about Michael Jackson that would really surprise you. Out of all the stories that we've ever heard about.
Yeah, he wouldn't have done that to his kids.
Yeah, probably not.
Had he been a single guy and not a father, I would have said maybe he would have done something that freaky, but I don't think he would torture his kids like that.
I think
their dad died.
Right. That's not a really funny joke.
Not really funny.
No, not really.
Not so much.
All right, we will see you guys tomorrow. All those videos up online, q100atlanta.com.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.